A very big hello to all our listeners and welcome back to another exciting episode of Talking AWS with Data Science. So this is here Kali along with Deepthi. You know that every week we talk about a new service in AWS which can help our data scientists. And this week we are back again. So hi Deepthi.
Hey, hi Kali. Thank you. I was just thinking about what topic we should talk this week, and we had been talking about several services for the past 4 weeks in our previous episodes. So I just came up with an idea, Kali. This time, what do you think if we start talking about instead of only one service, how would it be if we talk about end-to-end deployment of a complete model using AWS services?
Yeah, that'll be good and that'll be different also. I mean, for some listeners who wants to get a bird's eye view of how AWS can be used, that'll be great. Is there any specific use case do you have in mind?
Well, let me just think about it. Maybe if, for example, I'm a farmer, okay, and I just want to understand my field better. And maybe we could correlate this with a typical image classification use case where someone is just uploading the pictures of his field, and I'm here to develop a mobile application or a web application which tells me what kind of disease is affecting my farm or what is the remedy I need to take for this particular disease which is affecting my farm.
Yeah, great use case. You know what? I mean, I know a lot of my friends who are doing a data science course, and after a data science course, they immediately want to do a real-time project. But it is not easy to get into a real-time project, right? So that's when I kind of tell people saying that, hey, why don't you create your own web app? Why don't you become your own AI entrepreneur? And the use case that you mentioned just reminds me of that. Okay, let's do that and let's talk the technicalities of how we can implement an end-to-end mobile application or a web application which will help farmers detect if there's a problem with their leaves by looking at the images of the leaf. Okay, so let's talk about the pipeline.
Yeah, so if you think about the pipeline, I think as usual, it is the first step will be data ingestion, and then you go ahead and start labeling your data, and then maybe you start go ahead and training your model, and then the next step will obviously be to deploy your model. And once you deploy your model, the end user needs to have this experience of just opening the web app or the mobile app, upload his pictures, and then get to know whether his farm is in danger or not.
Yeah, so the first thing to do is to write a mobile application, right? For an Android or an iOS application. So for that, AWS has a service called as AWS Amplify. So you could build a mobile application really fast. So if you talk about the data collection, right? So if you're talking about building a image classifier, you need a lot of training data. So in order to get all of this training data, why don't you directly get the training data from the mobile app? So how would you do that? You are writing your mobile app in a React or a Flutter or using Amplify. So simply you can call an API gateway which will ingest images, because I want to put images from the farmer directly to into S3 bucket. So I'll write a simple Lambda function which is going to take an image and then store it into an S3 bucket. And this Lambda function, I will connect an API gateway such that that API can be directly called from the mobile application. So that completes the complete ingestion of images from the farmer's phone or a web app to the S3 bucket, right? So how do you handle the next step?
Oh, that's nice. So that means you are actually migrating all your data to the cloud directly. So the moment the farmer has a picture, he's putting it on the cloud for us to use his data and do the prediction or classification. Well, once we have the data, I think the next step is to go ahead and label it. And how do we label it in AWS services? The best way is to use SageMaker. And in SageMaker, you have something called as ground truth, or you have something called as machine truck, where in machine truck, AWS gives you services wherein they hire people for you and you pay for the service to get your images labeled. So either of these services you could use to get all your data labeled. And once you have a proper labeled data, I think you are in a good position to take off, go ahead and either train your model starting from the scratch, or maybe kind of do some kind of a transfer learning.
So here in this case, the farmer is uploading images of leaves, right? So all those images are saved in S3. So I know from ground truth, what you can do is you can onboard some agricultural specialist who would actually classify the leaves as a case one, case two, and also find out the remedy for each of those cases. So even on machine truck, we could do that, right? So we could actually get access to all the agricultural specialists across the world who can anonymously go ahead and label the images. So that is really nice. So once we get the images, can you talk a little bit about how are you going to train a classifier?
Well, again, I think it is the famous AWS SageMaker service that comes into picture, where you could have your own notebook instance and start initiating to train your model, where you develop your own CNNs with your training data set. But of course, again, is it really worth to start from the scratch is a question, because you might not have enough, because again, with image classification, you need a huge data set to, start training your model accurately. So one idea what I would suggest, or what I would do, is to use AutoML and SageMaker AutoML. They refer us to something called as Gluon. So Gluon is nothing but like Hugging Face for your NLP models. You have different kind of image classification models which sit on Gluon. So you directly select one model, whichever you prefer to, because they have their accuracy rates also. And it also depends on the EC2 instance which you are selecting, because it needs to take the load of your model. Once you select your model, all you have to do is your transfer learning. So you actually go ahead and kind of adjust the weights of this pre-trained model by providing your training data. So once all this is done, your training is done, and you can move ahead to save your model artifacts in S3 bucket, from where you create your inference point, the end inference point.
Correct. I've seen the Gluon, right? Because Gluon has some classes called as image dataset. So simply you have your data in S3, and then you could use the class. You could split your data, and then you could use the predictor, image predictor, and simply you could run a machine learning model in literally like two lines of code. So that's it. You got your model, and as you said, yeah, we could immediately use SageMaker as to inference the model and create an endpoint. So that's one way of doing it. Again, another way is to actually create a Lambda function, store your model file in a Lambda function, and then create an API gateway for your Lambda, such that you could run your machine learning model. So that's where, guys, I mean, we talked about ingestion, labeling, model training, and to deployment, right? So now your model is ready. It can now classify how to predict what disease a particular leaf has. What do you do next? You create a web app, right? So what do you do in order to create a web app? You should either write your code in JavaScript or Node or Python, Django. And in that code, wherever you are dealing with images, simply you call the API to get the model and then predict, give the prediction. But once you have written your entire code for your web app, how do you host it? The solution would be to use Amplify. Amplify is a simple way in which you could host your code. Under 30 minutes, that's what you'll see a lot of videos on YouTube. So what are the other ways in which we could host a web application?
Maybe a normal web application, what you do is you have your HTML script written or your React.js script written, and you could actually connect this to your EC2 instance, from where directly you trigger your model. The moment there is a prediction call, your model is triggered, and you get your predictions, and the end user can actually go ahead and download the results. Or there's another AWS service which is commonly used, which is the Elastic Beanstalk, wherein you can directly point your model artifacts to Elastic Beanstalk, and it takes care of the whole thing. Like, you don't have to bother about scaling your model, because there might be n number of users coming at the same time, so you don't have to take the headache of scaling up the model or scaling up your instance, basically. So this way, all these AWS services actually help you to build your web application or a mobile application which runs on the edge device. I think it would just take 10 minutes if your main code is ready. That's what I see. And just to put it in a nutshell, we have been using all different services we have been discussing for the past 4 weeks, right, Kali? So like we use your Lambda function, we use our AWS S3 bucket servers, we use API gateway, and then to wrap it up, we either use Amplify or Elastic Beanstalk.
Correct, exactly. And the last thing you do is to buy a domain. So go to GoDaddy or some portal, buy a domain, and then immediately use Route 53 in order to link your domain to your website. It says that the entire integration happens, and there you go. So for under 11 minutes, we have explained to you how you could become an entrepreneur and start your own AI company. So closing comments from Deepthi.
So I think why wait now? I think each one of us can have our own web application. It's just one idea which we need, and then we can start hosting our web application without having the headache of maintaining infrastructure. So let's make use of this AWS infrastructure service and become entrepreneurs.